listening to the international hit show, The Baby Names Podcast. And here are your hosts, the Moss Sisters.
I'm Jennifer Moss.
And I'm Mallory Moss.
And we're the founders of BabyNames.com.
And we're sisters, too.
We are. Woohoo. This is going to be a fun episode. But first, hashtag but first, we always start with interesting names we found since the last episode. And I'm going to continue from the last app with friends' daughters. This week, it's Camellia, K-A-M-I-L-I-A.
Come a camellia.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds a little like chameleon, but it's an alternate spelling of camellia, which is a flower name. And you know that's super trendy right now. The flower spelling is C-A-M-E-L-L-I-A.
Like Camilla Parker Bowles?
No, that's Camilla. Oh. And I don't talk about her. I'm Team Diana, sorry. Shout out to Charisse and daughter Camellia.
Well, I like the name Luna. What, mm-hmm. You already knew that? Well, I haven't heard many interesting names lately, but I do have some shout outs to people who have been amazing in my life lately, helping me over the last couple months. Interestingly, it is biblical names that went out, Ethan and Noah, but those are pretty popular, so not that interesting, I guess. But there's also Leanne, L-I-A-N-E, and it can also be spelled with two N's. Laurice, L-A-U-R-I-C-E, or Reese. And then my friends Christy and Christine, which are not very interesting names, but I love them, so there.
I like the spelling of Laurice, L-A-U-R-I-C-E. It's a nice alternative and not as popular as Laurel or Laura. And she does go by Reese. Is it an S-E for Reese or an C-E?
Reese is S-E.
But oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah, so it changes.
Oh, cool. So the topic of the week is names from Big Brother. First, the history of Big Brother. The term comes from the George Orwell book 1984, which was published back in 1949. It predicted a world where the government could see and hear everything you did, even thought. A world where facts and news were altered to make those in power look good. And at the time, it was a, quote, dystopian futuristic horror novel. And its catchphrase was, Big Brother is watching to keep the mass public in line.
And I'd just like to point out that the book was futuristic in 1984, which is now 35 years ago. So
I know.
Makes me feel old.
I know, exactly.
The television show Big Brother first premiered in the Netherlands in 1999. The first U.S. season was in the year 2000. The point is to sequester contestants called house guests in a house without access to TV, internet, or anything to do with the outside world for about 3 months. Each week, they have to evict one house guest. So basically, it's about teaming up and plotting against each other. The last one left gets $500,000, and first runner-up gets $50,000.
Yes, and what's interesting is in 21 seasons, they haven't upped that prize at all. It's still $500,000. So Big Brother is kind of like Survivor, if you've watched Survivor, but inside a house. And the house is a soundstage with a yard, so they get to go outside. And it's on the CBS backlot in Los Angeles. Every room has cameras in it, and they film 24/7.
Even the bathroom.
Yes. Subscribers to CBS All Access can view the live feeds at any time. Now, they have various competitions and can get powers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, the U.S. series usually takes place over the summer, premiering at the end of June and going to the first or second week of September.
Except for that weird season in February during the writer's strike.
That made me happy because I got more Big Brother. And now they've done two seasons of Celebrity Big Brother where, well, I'll say C to D list celebrities. Except for the athletes. They're not C to D list.
Yeah. But, I mean, they're not household names either, really.
Well, it depends on if you're a fan of that sport.
I guess. Anyway, it's a sped-up season. It's pretty short. And I also suspect that they do get access to their phones and their agents, etc. I don't think it's a real game, in my opinion. Okay, so anyway, now that we've explained what the show is, we're going to discuss some interesting names of the contestants.
Hold on. But first, can we talk about the whole Julie Chen Moonves thing?
Oh, please, let's do. Julie Chen, from the talk fame, has been the host of Big Brother since the very first season. And she has always introduced herself as Julie Chen throughout the series. Until her husband, ex-CBS chairman and CEO Les Moonves, got caught up in the whole hashtag MeToo scandal in 2018. A report by the CBS lawyer stated that Moonves, quote, engaged in multiple acts of serious, non-consensual sexual misconduct in and outside of the workplace, both before and after he came to CBS in 1995, unquote. He was ousted by CBS in September of 2018, at which time Julie Chen starts introducing herself on the show as Julie Chen Moonves, an obvious attempt to show solidarity and support with her lying, cheating ass, misogynistic husband.
Her alleged lying, cheating ass, misogynistic husband. And she's still doing it, even in season 21.
It was really disappointing to me. As a feminist, as a woman, it shows weakness and ignorance. Why on earth would she now want to be identified with him?
Well, it's her career too, you know.
I don't know. I think it's more like her private life.
Anyway, moving on to the contestants. Let's go season by season, but we'll do it fast, folks. In season one, we had George Boswell.
Chicken George! I just watched that recently because I had never seen season one. We started watching with season two in real time. They called him Chicken George because he took care of the chickens in the house. And apparently in season one, they had live chickens in a chicken coop.
They also had to eat peanut butter and jelly all the time.
Right. That was, yeah, I don't know. That it was a weird season. And also, the viewers got to vote out the house guests instead of them voting themselves out. So it was just kind of like a test season. And speaking of nicknames, one of my favorite contestants, but he's from season two, was Bunky Miller, real name Bill, but he's such a Bunky.
Please don't name your child Bunky.
Don't name your child Bunky. But he was so cute. And he was actually the first contestant to come out gay to the others during the show. Were there any other cool names in season one, though?
I like the name Cassandra, and I think that's my favorite from season one.
Yeah.
There was also an interesting old-fashioned name, Jean, and the contestant was only 26 years old. You don't hear a lot about baby Jeans lately.
No, you don't. Yeah. Now, season two, still one of my favorites. I rewatched it just recently and laughed so hard because it's like 20 years old now. It introduced the evil duo of Dr. Will and Mike Boogie.
Please don't name your baby Boogie.
Don't name your baby Boogie. A woman named Krista, who they nicknamed Krusta because she was rough around the edges, which was kind of mean. A hearty Hill, a great alliterative name, he was just gorge. I mean, really. The season took place, though, during the year of 9/11. And since the house guests had no access to news or television, the producers had to explain what happened in the outside world. And that was really sad.
Yeah, that was awful. Season three brought us Chiara Berti, a beautiful Italian name.
Yeah.
Chiara means illustrious, bright. It is the Italian form of the name Clara. Another season three contestant was Marcellus Reynolds, spelled with an A-S at the end. And Marcellus is my favorite house guest of all time.
Really?
Yes.
Why is that?
Because he was so fun, and he also made the biggest mistake in Big Brother history.
What was that? Oh, the pawn?
He agreed to be a pawn and then went home.
Oh, pawns always go home. Anyway, season four had some pretty boring names, with the exception of two Korean names, Ji Cho, J-E-E, and Jun Song, who ended up being the winner. G-J-E-E is an alternative spelling of J-I, which is a more common name. It's a surname and means wisdom. Jun, J-U-N, is both a Korean and Chinese name. In Chinese, it means king, ruler, or handsome, talented, depending on the character used. In Korean, it also means talented and handsome.
Well, because of its similarity to the female name Jun with an E, it also has been used for girls in more modern times. That was a cool season because everyone, or at least a lot of people on the show, I think, had a connection with another contestant and didn't know that that was the secret twist with everyone else.
Yeah, I like that one. Cool names in season five were Will Wickle.
Will Wickle is not a good alliterative name, folks.
I like it. I think it's cute.
Mm-mm.
Adria Klein. I like Adria. It's a nice alternative to the name Adrian, leaving off the N. Jennifer Nokomis Deadman. Now, she wanted to go by Nokomis. She was kind of a woo-woo girl. And a background on the name Nokomis, it's Ojibwe, which is Native American tribe, for my grandmother.
Hmm.
And for some reason, I didn't watch this season. I think I was BB burnt out at this time, but then picked it up later.
I didn't watch that season either. In season six, there was Beau Beasley, another nice, well, I'm not sure if it's nice, alliterative name.
Beau Beasley. I love the name Beau, both spellings, B-E-A-U and B-O. But I always wonder if people pronounce it differently. Is Beau more drawn out? B-E-A-U, Beau. I don't know. Do you pronounce it differently, Mal?
No, I just pronounce it Beau.
Beau and Beau. All right. Beau. On to season six.
Well, wait a minute. Maybe I say Beau with a B-O with a country accent.
I fight Beau. Okay.
All right. Six was a good season with where we met super competitor Janelle Pierzina. Another cool name from this season was Kazar, house guest Kazar Rida.
Kazar is a Persian name, a version of the name Caesar, which means king or ruler.
Oh, like the title too. Mm. And can't forget Kaiser Sosa.
Okay, exactly. That was a reference to the 1990 film, The Usual Suspects.
A fine film. Well, a nurse won season six, so that was cool. Nurse Maggie. Season seven was the first All-Stars season, so we'll skip it.
Season eight was a fun one, too, where they surprised house guests by including people from their past without their knowledge as living in the house with them as co-house guests. This is when we were introduced to Danielle Donato and her dad, Evil Dick. That's E-V-E-L, like Daredevil, Evil Knievel, but you have to be old to get that reference. So Danielle was estranged from her father, and we quickly found out why, because he was psycho.
Allegedly psycho.
Allegedly psycho. Cool names from this season include Kale Harbick, and that's K-A-I-L, not like the leafy plant, and Jamaica Cameron. Jamaica is the middle name of Serena Williams, don't you know?
Oh, don't you know? I know a Tamika, but not a Jamaica. And interesting fact, Danielle Donato returned in season 13, where she met fellow house guest Dominic Briones. Danielle and Dominic became best friends and were married 2 years later. That's always the best way, don't you think?
Yeah.
Because I am the marriage counselor of
the world.
Of the world, having been married as many times as I have.
Okay.
Anyway, in 2018, the Big Brother couple welcomed daughter Tennessee Autumn.
That's cute. Tennessee Briones, though. It's kind of a Juan Epstein name, as Mom would say.
Do you want to share what the name Juan Epstein came from, or shall I?
We did on a past episode, but go ahead.
All right, then I will. Okay, so the show Welcome Back, Kotter, in the 1970s, there was a character that was very proud to be a Puerto Rican Jew. his name was Juan Epstein. So mom always thought that names should match. And when they didn't, she'd call them Juan Epstein names. But I like the names that contrast like that. It's more representative of the U.S.'s melting pot, if you ask me.
I like them too. So she didn't like two names from two different cultures.
Right.
I don't know why.
That's
racist
weird.
Mothers.
Well, I don't think she was racist. I think, maybe she was.
On to season 9. So this was the weird off season that they aired because of the WGA writers' strike. It aired in February, and I just wasn't into it. I didn't watch, but I heard they had to pair up through the whole season, and that's stupid, and there weren't any cool names.
Well, what about Joshua with an H at the end?
Eh.
Season 10 was the season that brought us the illustrious bodybuilder Jesse Godders and winner Dan Giesling, who literally wrote the book on how to win Big Brother.
He did. The title is How to Get on Reality TV, How a Normal Guy Got Cast on Reality TV. And the byline is by reality show winner Dan Giesling.
Well, that's real, all right.
I really want to read this just for the fun of it.
Really
so
do
the
too.
Only interesting names from this season were Libra Thompson, and I don't know if she was a Libra, but I think that's kind of pretty.
Yeah.
And Lorenza Martin, and she went by Rennie, and she was from New Orleans.
Okay, well, season 11 is the Jeff and Jordan season. I think they were the cutest couple.
They were.
Jeff Schroeder and Jordan Lloyd met on the show, later got engaged on the show, got married, and now have two sons. Their babies' names are Lawson Keith Schroeder, that's Lawson, and Layton, Layton, Sarti Schroeder, Sarti. Their kids' names were very interesting, but on the show, I guess the only interesting name on this season was Jordan, a unisex name for a female.
Yeah, that was kind of unusual for her age. She was born in 1986, and Jordan had just jumped from number 257 in 85 to 135 in 86. And you remember what I said about names that jump quickly? They rise to the top of the charts. Mm-hmm. It was most popular for girls in 1997 at number 40, and then has slowly been dropping off since. Now, other cool names in this season, I would say, include Chima Simone. That's it.
Was Simone her last name?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Chima is an African Igbo name, a short form of the name Chimajem, meaning God knows.
Pretty.
So lovely season 12 brings us another super couple.
Ugh, the most annoying super couple ever.
Rachel Riley and Brendan Villegas, they immediately fell in love in the house and eventually married.
They were actually the first couple to have a BBUS baby. Ready for their baby name?
No.
Adora Borealis Villegas. And when she was asked about that, Rachel said, quote, Adora is a Spanish name. Brendan is half Mexican.
Is that what she
She's
sounds
adorable,
like?
She's adorable, and we adore her. Also, we thought Borealis was the cutest name because she lights up our lives. It's cute and science-y, unquote.
Blech.
So apparently they were both like rocket scientists or something.
Well, I don't think they
could have fooled me.
I don't think they were both rocket scientists, but she was some, maybe she had her doctorate in science. I don't know. I don't think you get a doctorate in science, but there is something like that.
Just general science.
Science. So it's a play on Aurora Borealis, which I don't know if it would have been perfectly acceptable, but Adora Borealis is a joke name.
You know, I expected nothing less from them. Other cool names from the season were Monet Stunson, like the artist, Reagan Fox, R-A-G-A-N, and Vincenzo Palumbo, who went by Enzo, E-N-Z-O. I think that's kind of cool.
It is.
The winner, by the way, was Hayden Moss. No relation.
No, H-A-Y-D-E-N. But he was a hottie.
Yeah, he was. Now, on to season 13 was the first time they brought back old contestants to play with the new house guests. And I hate this whole thing. It's so unfair to the new cast.
I don't know. I think it's interesting and fun when someone comes back from an old episode.
They already know how to play the game.
They know
like,
how to play the game.
They're already experienced, so they have a leg up.
What's interesting is that you think they would always be the first one out, but they never are.
No, I know. People want to keep them around and pick their brains, I think.
Or they're celebrities, quote unquote.
Yeah, they're fangirling or fanboying. Interesting names in this season include Lawan Exum and Portia Briggs.
How do you spell Lawan?
L-A-W-O-N.
Okay, and Portia liked the car?
Yes.
Okay. Season 14 also had coaches and no new interesting names.
I didn't watch season 15. I don't remember why, but interesting names were Aaron, A-A-R-Y-N, McCray Olson, and Spencer Clausen. So a lot of surnames. This season had the first openly gay winner, Andy Heron, a fellow Chicagoan.
My kind of town, Chicago is.
Okay. Season 16 was an awesome season with my favorite competitor of all time, winner Derek Livasseur.
He was good.
He was a police detective, experienced in undercover work. So yeah, he had a big advantage.
He said he was a
teacher or something, or
a teacher or fixes cars. And
yeah,
or something,
yeah, mechanic.
Like that.
But he blew through the game and won the $500,000 like a champ.
Mm-hmm.
Cool names from this season include Paola Shea. Paola is the Italian form of Paula, which means small. And Jocasta Odom. Jocasta means shining moon. This was also the season with choreographer Frankie Grande, brother of Ariana.
Well, hold on real quick. How do you spell Jocasta?
J-O-C-A-S-T-A.
All right. And who was Frankie Grande the brother of?
A singer called Ariana Grande, old person.
Oh, don't you call me that. Okay. He blew it when he told people who he was and said he didn't need the money.
Yeah, he was bursting to tell all the house guests who he was the whole season. And the week he did, he was out. Wah, wah. Season 17 was kind of a letdown for me. It was a snoozer after 16. I guess Clay Honeycutt was the only interesting name. Sounds like a romance novel hero, and he kind of looked like one, too.
Mm-hmm. Season 17 was the debut of the first trans house guest, Audrey Middleton. And you forgot the twin twist, Liz and Julia.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that was this season. Twins Liz and Julia Nolan tried to play as one person, switching it out, but it was pretty apparent that they were not the same person. The other house guests suspected fairly quickly. And as a sidebar, Elizabeth and Julia are perfect twin names. Not matchy-matchy. They're both beautiful and classic. So wait, how were they found out again?
Well, this is so interesting. They were busted by none other than the dentist, Johnny Mack. He noticed immediately that their teeth were different.
Yeah, I forgot about that. That was funny.
You know, Devon was a pretty cool name, too. D-A apostrophe V-O-N-N-E.
Yeah, kind of a combo of David and Yvonne.
Mm.
Season 18, they had previous contestants return again. Snore. Cool names include Zakia Everett, Bronte DeCisto, and Josie Jose Flores.
I think it was Josea.
Oh, Jose? No, I think he pronounced it Jose, like Jose with a J. I don't know.
Well,
but they called
him
Josie.
Well, just ask him to call us and let us know. How do you spell Zakiya?
Z-A-K-I-Y-A-H. So
and I like
pretty.
Bronte, too.
Yeah. Another BB couple, winner Nicole Franzel and Victor Arroyo, are still together. I think your daughter met them, didn't she?
She did at the Big Brother something or other in New York City. I don't remember what it was. But I would like to point out, since we're talking about Veronica, that I believe Johnny Mack is her favorite.
Aw, he was a funny guy. I liked watching him.
He was.
This was also the season where Paul Abrahamian debuted, and he kept coming back and scheming, but never winning.
He came in second twice, and good. He was not my favorite person.
Always the bridesmaid.
Season 19, almost done, everybody. Season 19 had cool names. Cameron Heard, C-A-M-E-R-O-N for this one. Raven, like the bird, Walton. And Ramses Soto. I liked Ramses.
Yeah, Ramses is an Egyptian name, meaning son of Ra or Ray. Egyptians didn't write vowels, so we're not sure what the pronunciation is. And I learned that from the History of Ancient Egypt podcast. Shout out to Dominic Perry. Maybe we'll do an episode on Egyptian names. They were doozies.
All righty then. And we can't forget another Big Brother super couple who were introduced in season 19, Jessica Graff and Cody Nixon.
I like them though.
Maybe on Amazing Race, but not on Big Brother. They were awful. And they were so mean to that one guy. What was his name?
But they were right about Paul, though. Like, Cody kept saying, Paul is manipulating you. And nobody believed him. They thought he was just being a mean boy.
Right. And interestingly enough, Cody was the deciding vote for Josh, his name was, instead of Paul. Wah, wah.
Wah, wah.
Anyway, they went on to get married, have a baby, and win the Amazing Race.
Yes!
It was also the season of Christmas, Abbott, and as a reference to her name, every time she came on screen, they played Jingle Bells. The bells, not the song.
Yes, Christmas. It's a cool name, but they went over the top for sure. So back to Jess and Cody. I really hated them on BB, but I really liked them on The Amazing Race. They were smart, loving, rarely bickered, and they got the job done. Now, their baby boy was born just this year, and they named him Maverick. Cody revealed to Jess on BB that he had an older daughter from a previous marriage named Paisley.
Kinda cute.
Yeah. So season 20 brought us Winston Hines, Haley Brucher, or Bruchet, H-A-L-E-I-G-H, and Faisal Fessy Shafat. Faisal is an Arabic name meaning judge. Now, Fessy and Haley are still a couple, confirmed by my daughter, Miranda, who ran into them in an L.A. mall. The pic is now on my Instagram at the Jennifer Moss.
Fessy was another fine specimen of human being.
But he didn't really play the game. He just kind of sat there.
Yeah, but he was fun to look at.
Okay.
So that brings us to the current season 21, only a couple weeks in. There is a Jack and a Jackson, and for some reason, the house guests...
Or the producers.
Yeah, or the producers felt this was confusing, so Jackson started going by Mickey, spelled M-I-C-H-I-E. Why?
It was his last name.
Oh, thank you. Oh, his last name. And the old guy, there's always a token old guy, is named Cliff Hogg the Third.
There were two other Cliff Hoggs. That's pretty bad. Poor Cliff. But he'll be out soon. An interesting name this season is Ovi Kabir, O-V-I. I'm not sure if Ovi is a nickname or his full name. I couldn't find that anywhere. But if anyone out there knows Ovi's full name, if there is a full name, let me know. Another cool name is Kemi, K-E-M-I, Kemi Faknule. Kemi is an African...
Wait, what is the last name?
Faknule, F-A-K-N-U-L-E.
All right, thanks.
Or Faknule, I don't know how she pronounces it because they don't talk about their last names on the show. Kemi is an African Yoruba name from Nigeria, meaning God takes care of me.
Very cool. And then there's the unfortunately name Annalise. Now, the problem with her spelling of Annalise is it's A-N-A-L-Y-S-E. Yeah. So we do suggest that if you are going to name a baby anything like this, watch the spelling.
Yeah, it's anal wise.
All right.
That's what it looks like.
But it's similar, I would like to say, to Annalise Frank, who we all know better as Anne Frank.
Okay. So that pretty much brings us up to date.
Wait, there was one season called Big Brother Over the Top that was on CBS All Access only. I didn't watch it, but there were some cool names. Neely, N-E-E-L-E-Y, Jackson. Monty Massengill, M-O-N-T-E.
Like the douche, Massengill.
Again, you're showing your age. Okay. And Chad Michael Ligon, who was called Cornbread for some reason.
I might go back and watch it when I'm bored. So CBS ranked the top most popular BB contestants of all time to date. And can you guess who is number one?
Well, I'm always confused at who wins America's Favorite House Guest, so I'll be terrible at this game. I couldn't believe it when Cody won, and he was my least favorite person that season.
So just take a guess. Like, who's the most famous?
Of all time, Evil Dick.
No.
Derek?
No.
Dan?
Dr. Will.
Oh, Dr. Will, of course.
And they brought him back. He does a lot of commentary and he interviews the house guests at the end of the game. So everyone likes Dr. Will. I saw him eating in a restaurant in Santa Monica. I was just walking down the street and happened to look in the window. And my face must have been really funny because he turned to me and laughed. Because I was like, "What? Dr. Will!" You know?
I'd laugh at your face too. <Shut up. laughs> So let's do a Big Brother baby roundup. Rachel Riley and Brendan have daughter Adora Borealis Villegas.
Jeff Schroeder and Jordan Lloyd have two sons, Lawson Keith and Leighton Sarti.
Okay, Danielle Donato and Dominic Briones have daughter Tennessee Autumn in 2018.
Jessica and Cody have a baby boy, Maverick.
We mentioned all this.
We're recapping, okay?
Bailey Dayton was apparently the first person to get pregnant in the BB house. I'd like to say Bailey is spelled B-A-Y-L-E-I-G-H. And ordinarily, I don't like alternative spellings, but I do like that one.
That's pretty.
Anyway, so Bailey got pregnant by Swaggy C, or Christopher Williams, but it was really sad because she suffered a miscarriage while in the jury house.
Yeah, that is sad. And they didn't announce that until a couple weeks after the show.
Yeah.
But as far as I know, I think they're still together.
Are they? That's cute. And it was cute when he went to her family's house, too.
I know.
I love that.
I know. And I guess, you know, couples come together because, like, there's nothing else to do in that house but interact with each other. So all relationships are, like, accelerated. You know, there's nowhere to go. So if it's meant to be, it'll work. And, like, you're together forever. And if it's not, then you part your ways, I guess.
I guess so.
And if you're a BB super fan, you have to check out Rob Sesternino's daily live feed wrap-ups. Just go to his website, robhasawebsite.com, and click on the Big Brother icon. He is like a super podcaster with shows about all sorts of U.S. reality TV. That's robhasawebsite.com.
And now it's time for Celebrity Baby News.
Actress Shay Mitchell, best known for the TV series Pretty Little Liars, announced that she is expecting. This comes after she shared with her fans that she had also suffered a miscarriage last year. Rumors swirled around earlier this year that she was dating television host and music journalist Matt Babel. Their relationship was more or less confirmed in February when they were photographed at dinner together. How does that confirm a relationship?
I don't know. Ooh, they ate dinner together. Oh my God, I must have been in a lot of relationships.
It appears that Babel is in fact the father, as he appeared in Shay's YouTube video series about her pregnancy. They just announced after their gender reveal party that they're going to have a baby girl.
Well, Danielle Fishel, best known for playing Topanga on the popular series Boy Meets World, announced the birth of her first child with husband Jensen Karp, J-E-N-S-E-N. They named their little boy Adler Lawrence, which is funny because Topanga's full name was Topanga Lawrence. Coincidence? I don't think so.
That's cool. Sad news for the Duggars. This is the episode of Angel Babies. 21-year-old Joanna Duggar Forsyth revealed Wednesday that she had a miscarriage in the second trimester of her pregnancy. That's a long ways in. Mm. Joanna and husband Austin Forsyth went to get their 20-week sonogram, hoping to learn the gender, when the doctor told them the baby did not have a heartbeat or movement.
Oh my God.
They named the baby anyway. She was a girl, Annabelle Elise.
I like Elise.
The couple have one older son, Gideon, who is one.
Like Criminal Minds.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Little People Big World's Jeremy and Audrey Roloff announced on Instagram that they are expecting their second child this coming January. Back in May, Jeremy Roloff's twin brother, Zach, announced that he and his wife, Tori, were expecting their second child as well. Jeremy and Audrey have one child, daughter Ember, E-M-B-E-R, like Burning Embers, born in 2017.
I like the name Ember. I also like Emberly or Amberly.
I don't like the Lees, but I like the Ember.
Actress Danielle Brooks took to Instagram to share some very exciting news. The Orange is the New Black star is happily expecting her first child. She's best known for her role as Tasha Tasty Jefferson on the Netflix original series. But she also appears regularly on stage on Broadway. Currently, she is playing Beatrice in Shakespeare in the Park and previously received a Tony Award nomination for her role in A Color Purple. Danielle has not yet revealed the identity of the father.
Actress Alexa Peña Vega and her husband, Big Time Rush star Carlos Peña Vega, welcomed a second baby boy to their family. Their son was born on June 30th and named Kingston James. They revealed the name of their son well before his birth and have shared they will be calling him KJ for short. Kingston joins older brother Ocean, who is 2.5.
Interesting names. For up-to-the-minute celebrity baby news, follow our celebrity baby blog. Just go to babynames.com and click celebrities in the menu. And now it's time where we take letters from you, our listeners.
All right. Well, hi, Jennifer and Mallory, although that's transposed. I've been researching my family history, and I came across the name Menichina, M-E-N-I-C-H-I-N-A. All I know is that she was the youngest of six and would have been born after 1904. I'm laughing because when I was doing the research for our family tree, there was a Manrico, M-A-N-R-I-C-O, on the Jewish side of our family. And I was like, Manrico? Anyway,
Manrico.
That's making me laugh.
I like that.
Anyway, I can't find any records about Menichina, although it's possible she never left Italy, and everyone who would have information on her has passed away. Have you ever heard this name? Thank you, Stevie M.
Okay, well, first of all, I've never heard that name. Mm-mm. And so I did research, and all I could find was that it was a given name, a first name, primarily in Italy, but I couldn't find any meaning or background on it. So I wrote our favorite name expert in residence, Dr. Cleveland Kent Evans, and here's what he said. Dr. Evans said, my Italian name dictionary mentions the Renaissance painter Domenichino, 1581 to 1641, who was born as Domenico Zampieri and supposedly was always called Domenichino because he was very short.
What does that mean?
It's like a diminutive.
Oh.
So he thinks it's 90% probable that Menichina would be a diminutive of Domenica, the feminine form of Domenico, a form of Dominic.
Let's make sure we add it to the database.
I already did.
All right, then.
All right, here's our second letter. Hi, ladies. I just listened to your episode on color names and heard your listener request for middle name suggestions for Briar. I'm also not a fan of Posy necessarily, but I thought of another option to draw on the name Bouquet. What about Briar K?
Bleh.
Or Briar Kate?
Bleh.
It's not a flower name, but you get the sound from Bouquet, and it's not as on the nose as Posy or Rosie. If the middle name truly doesn't matter, then they want a fun middle initial. They could always go with the spelling Q-U-E-T-K.
Huh?
Love the podcast. I've been a babynames.com user for almost 20 years since I was a kid.
Aww.
I consulted it often when I was pregnant last year. We ended up naming our son Theodore Hickory Gordon Mowell or Mool. And he goes by Theo. A mouthful. We know, but that's what we wanted. Sincerely, Melanie Mao.
I would just like to say that that's what we wanted is a very important sentence because we goof around on people's names all the time, but really it's what you want.
Right.
It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks.
Yeah,
if
exactly.
You want to name your baby Annalise, go for it.
Anyway, I like kind of Briar K. That's kind of a cool allusion to Bouquet or Briar Kate, I think would be a little better. I would not use the spelling Q-U-E-T, though. That's a little too literal.
I wouldn't either. But I would like to say that Briar Rose is the name or one of the names of Sleeping Beauty,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
So I say skip it.
Skip what?
Briar is any kind of name.
I like Briar. I think think that's pretty.
Or if you're going to go with Briar, don't do a one-syllable middle name.
Like Briar Elizabeth or Briar. It's kind of hard to say. So I think you have to have a simple middle name.
Well, if you can't say February, then you can't say Briar.
I know. I'm not going to name my kid Briar. That's for sure. All right.
What cool names have you heard lately? Email Jennifer at Mallory at podcast@babynames.com or call our message line, area code 702-848-5510.
Okay, this is Jennifer Moss, not Moonves.
And I'm Mallory Moss, not Moonves.
And CBS has not paid us for any of this promo. Tune in a couple weeks for our next episode, French Names. And no, France is not paying us either.
Non français.
Oui, je suis.
You are what?
Je m'appelle Jennifer.
Okay, au revoir, Fanny.
Bye, love you.
Love you too.